Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Spring sports season is here. What can our student athletes do to prevent knee injuries? Let's go in depth with Brooke Shellquist and Adam Van Molen with 21st Century Rehab at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, the knee's a complex joint, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a fairly unstable joint too, just because what holds it together is the ligaments. It's not a bony structure where it gets held on. It's more the ligaments. So if you have any damage to your ligaments, it's hard to make it stable again.
And you two work a lot with athletes, right? Knee problems are, you know, notorious with athletes, right?
And it's not only just athletes. I mean, it's throughout the whole population, young and old. You know, the knees take a lot, brute of the force, when, you know, when we're walking, jogging, doing any sort of sport. So, you know, with people who are getting more active, especially at a younger age, that the knees are very common for us to see in the clinic and the school for those who are getting injured. So it's becoming a lot more widespread with people coming in with knee injuries, I think.
And why is that? Do we know?
What I see a lot in the athletes is that the push for the bigger, stronger, faster. You know, sports are getting, you're starting younger, you're trying to build muscle faster. And so when they're doing that, they're not lifting correctly. So they're missing a lot of their key muscles that they should be strengthening that they're not strengthening. So if you don't strengthen your hips, which is a very important part of strengthening knee integrity, when you're running, you're not going to be placing your foot right, which will then up the chain make forces throughout your knee, which will cause knee pain.
So you can help train to avoid knee injuries?
Mm-hmm. What we really focus on is we try and look at the orientation. So we look at the biomechanics of how someone's either running or they're during functional movements related to their sport. So we can kind of see, we can pick out weaknesses in their legs or in their knees or in their hips. So if someone has particular weakness in their hips, that's what we want to really try and focus on, because that's going to make a great difference in how they're performing out on the playing field.
So how do you know if an athlete has a weakness in their hips or knees? How do you test for that?
Yep, we do manual muscle testing. So we put them in different positions and tell them to hold there and then see if we can move them out of the position. Another big component is your core strength. If you don't have a very strong core, you won't be able to keep your legs under you, basically. So if you get pushed, you won't be able to keep your legs under you. You'll fall over, or you'll try to reach with your legs, and that's just putting you in a bad position to injure your knee.
And core, what do you mean by core?
Where we really talk about our deep abdominal strength. So a lot of people tend to be very dominant in their back muscles, but we really want to try and focus on 360 degrees around our whole trunk, that it's very, very stable. Because if our core is weak, then that we can't control our trunk in space when we're trying to change movements. You know, sports and football, you're changing directions very quickly. So if our core is very weak, then we can't control where our lower trunk's going to be as well.
We have a new tool that is new to our clinic called the Y Balance Test, which we're going to be offering at all the sports physicals that we're doing for the high school. What it is a test to just test one ACL to the other ACL, so one knee to the other knee. And we look at your mechanics, number one. So if your knee is going in or out, kind of when you're on one leg, and then if it's going in or out, then we'll give you exercises to help strengthen. And the other thing it does is it compares one side to the other side, and it's just a statistical program that you just put numbers into the computer and it spits out a number, and if it's within a certain number, you're at a less risk for an ACL tear. So it kind of goes off your height. You're supposed to be able to reach your leg out into space a certain amount compared to left.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about potential knee injuries with Brooke Shellquist and Adam Van Molen with 21st Century Rehab at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. You're doing sports physicals?
We will be providing, the sports physicals will be somewhere around in May, so you can be looking up for that, and that's going to be for the Knoxville schools, Melcher, Dallas, and Pleasantville schools, and we'll be providing the Y-Balance tool if the students wish to participate with that, and then that will be provided for the whole community, so you can look for us out there.
And you two speak from experience. You were both athletes, right?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah.
I played college soccer, so we would always have workouts to work on, you know, your core. They actually, my freshman year, they started us with Olympic-style lifting, which isn't the most specific, which is actually what you see in a lot of the high schools now. So that's not very specific to a sport a lot of times. It is good for strengthening, but you also need to put some agilities or sport-specific, not necessarily sport-specific, but at least agilities in there in your training. So we switched up my sophomore year to doing more specific agility, core strengthening, and you saw a big difference. A lot of people improved. I myself improved a lot, so on the off season at least.
Okay, so you want people to prepare for the season, and I guess you want to be there, you know, before. You want to be there to help prevent injury, mm-hmm. but then I bet you're there if somebody, I mean, injury's inevitable in athletics, mm-hmm. so you're there both ends of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I go out to the high school every Wednesday and just talk to the coaches who are in season and try to, you know, see if there's anyone that I can just give some exercises, or if they're pretty sore, pretty hurt, you know, I would bring them back into the clinic and try to treat them there. With our football program, we have an athletic trainer that works with our staff. She's pretty close with the football program and all the coaches, and is trying to change our program there, our lifting program, and try to make it more functional, because we've had, last season, we had quite a bit of ankle sprains, and we had a couple ACLs, so we're trying to change our lifting program to make that a little, hopefully, less frequent.
An ACL, you hear about that all the time, you read about it if you follow sports. What's the ACL?
The ACL is a ligament that attaches your thigh bone down to your shin bone, so it kind of underlies your kneecap, basically, and that provides stability for your knee. So basically, it prevents from your knee, from your shin bone, from coming apart from your femur, so that, which is your thigh bone. So it's a very important ligament, as well as you have your PCL, which is your posterior ligament, and then you have your medial and your lateral collateral ligament. So all those ligaments help try and keep your knee in position, like Brooke was talking about, how the ligaments are very important for our stability. So if, going back to the hip weakness, or if you change directions too fast, that ligament can get stressed with certain directions because it's preventing a certain movement of your knee, primarily hyperextension. So if people tend to hyperextend that knee, then they're a little more, they're going to aggravate that ligament and possibly even tear it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about potential knee injuries with Brooke Shellquist and Adam Van Mullen with 21st Century Rehab at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Are there differences in the training or treatment or anything between the boys and the girls? Anything that you do differently?
No, you just see normally increased hip weakness with females and probably increased core weakness with males. Males, I would say that they're more back dominant, so their back is a lot stronger than their core. Females, you see that their hips are weak and they're a lot stronger on their quads than they are their hamstrings, and that's just a stereotype. It's not every person. I mean, you know, we treat the individual, not the stereotype, I guess.
Okay, quads, the front of the leg.
Yep, the front of the leg, the thigh, and the hamstring is the back of the leg. So they're a little stronger on the front of the leg than they are on the back of the leg. So that ACL, what it does is it stops the shin bone from coming forward, kind of thing, like a hyperextension. So if your quads are tighter or stronger than your hamstrings, so the front of the leg is stronger than the back of the leg, it's going to tend to have that forward force instead of the backward force.
you know, it's changed so much since when I was a kid. We just went and worked out and played the game.
Yep.
But it's not like that anymore. It sounds like there's a consultation process that goes on with the student and the athlete, the parent, and you guys, right?
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to get a little bit more involved with, is trying to provide a lot more education. Through our company, 21st Century Rehab, we're trying to, you know, be a little bit more of an advocate for overall wellness, but also prevention for injury, and, you know, look at the athlete as a whole and try and, you know, tailor a, you know, exercise program or training program that they can help prevent injury in the future. So, you know, when if an athlete does get injured, we have them come in, we provide free injury screens, and we can look at them, give them a couple things to work on. And then, you know, we also provide clinics for the fall sports, or if they do get injured, we can provide treatment for them. But it's kind of, we look at the individual and try and figure out, you know, oh, you're in this sport, we want to try and get you back on the field as quickly as possible, but we want to make sure you're safe doing that, and we want to make sure that you're really focusing on the muscles to help you become a better athlete.
Ideally, then, I guess you're saying that this would be a nice time for consultation with the athlete and the parent.
What we're trying to do is, I talk to a lot of the sports, you know, our contact sports, I'll talk to the coaches before the season starts to try to give them some information that they can add into their training. So that's how we're getting to the athletes right now. We got the sports contract pretty late, but ideally we would like to be at the football parent meeting and, you know, just present and tell them that we're there. And then for the soccer, which is another big knee ACL sport, is I had a meeting with the coaches and kind of went over some techniques that they can incorporate into their training to help prevent.
You're continuing to develop relationships with the school staff and all right. And so, well, that makes a lot of sense. And then you can sort of see what their philosophy is, how you can help them.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And I'm at a lot of the practices on Wednesdays, so I kind of get to see what they do too. So that makes it a little easier for me to help them, so I can see what they're actually already doing and see what maybe they need to add or maybe spend a little more time on.
Well, and having been a college soccer player, you can probably see the girl or guy running across the field and you could say, hey, you're risking injury with that. You might want to do it this way. Does that happen?
You can see individual athletes. Yeah, you can watch how they run and normally tell if they're going to be at risk for a knee injury or some kind of injury. You know, if I see that, I try to correct it as I can. You know, I'm not at every practice, so that's kind of hard. So, but yeah, I'll sit them down and just give them a couple stretches or strengthening that they can do, and that normally helps.
I bet you help people that are just doing their best to stay fit too, that are running, staying active, not just athletes, other folks too.
Yeah, you know, in the summer you'll see the people training for Dam to Dam or the half marathon. So we'll get some injuries through that, and a lot of times, again, that just goes back to certain weaknesses. They could have predisposed, like, arthritis already in their knees or something that we can't change, but we can change the muscles around it and make them stronger, which will help support the joint more so the arthritis isn't as painful normally.
Well, what's the best part of your job?
I love getting to make a difference in someone's lives, whether that be, you know, help them get a little bit more motivated to exercise, or, you know, just help them make them feel a little bit better. But, you know, just getting to develop relationships with people of different ages and, you know, just getting to know them better, but also, you know, providing some, you know, a little bit of a healing hand to them, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are ailing or, you know, they're scared about an injury that they had in sports. So, you know, just being able to be able to help foster that, the process of rehabilitation is an awesome thing. So I feel pretty blessed to be a part of that. So
I would say the people. I love talking to people. You meet just some interesting people that you wouldn't normally get a chance to meet, and you know, they'll talk to you about their lives and their past, so you get to learn a lot of information. And then, you know, the outcomes, you know, not every patient do we have 100% outcome. I wish I could, but you know, just seeing them go from square zero to getting all the way back healthy is pretty awesome to see.
Thanks to Brooke Shellquist and Adam Vandermolen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.